Big up to Smokey J.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Doc PLC.
Yeah.
Sweetness. Renegade.
Yeah.
Drill.
Yeah. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Bears,
brews, and the bros.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Yeah, get paid. Going against the grain. Push your hard line. Like Renegade. Page and Doc. Time to operate. Nothing sweet when the sweetness debate. Yeah, yeah, you know the drill. Stack more paper. Major players. Led by the fornicator. Smoking Jay. He fucking the game up. Came up. Dropping fire since day one. Yeah, it's boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Tap in, be sure to subscribe. Smash that like button. Drop a comment. Yeah.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. We back up in here. Victory Monday. Bears got that dub. First win of the season. I'm here with my brothers. We with Drilly. We with Sweetness. Back
yes,
in
sir.
The game. How we feeling, man?
Man, ain't nothing like a Victory Monday, bro. You know, we don't want to be dreading no L's over here. We're out, you know, we're out here getting these dubs now. So, we're feeling good.
What's up, man? It looks like our predictions from from a couple months back, we're at a hundo right now. Lost the motherfucking who the fuck we played the first game because I tried to forget about it.
Who the fuck did
yeah,
we
drive that fucking? We lost to the Rams.
Rams, there we go.
Hey, you know our schedule this year is real crazy though because we talked about this too. It goes home away, or actually away home, whatever. Anyways, we faced the Rams away. That's a tough matchup. At home, we got an easy, you know, easier matchup versus the Bengals. We took care of business. Next week, we go on the road. We play the Browns. That's tough as fuck. Then the week after, back at home versus the Lions. So these road games are no joke early in the year. But, man, it's good to come back home, get that dub against the Bengals, 20-17. Rapid reaction, man. Like, the good and the bad. What you got, Sweetness, like, real quick?
Good and the bad. I mean, good. We got the dub. You know, whether you get it ugly or a good win. A win is a win, regardless, man. So I don't know. There's a lot of good and a lot of bad. Obviously, Justin Fields didn't look all that great when he got in there and got to take over for Andy Dalton. I guess you can see why the coaching staff was, you know, really convinced about Dalton being out there and not giving Justin Fields the go ahead. But you know, on the upside, we got the dub. Justin Fields made a play out there, and you know. Was miscues on the offensive side. Defense stepped up, though. Defense was a plus. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to touch on, bro, when it comes to this game. But, in the ultimate picture, we won. So, it can't be that mad.
How about for you? What stood out for you, buddy?
Man, you know, Akeem Hicks said to a fucking reporter that in week one, that the defense was missing the swag against the Rams. And three interceptions on three pass attempts, one after another.
Crazy.
I assume that we have the swag back. I think there's still a couple things that we need to tighten up on the motherfucking defensive side. It was against the Bengals. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, we can't take too much of a victory from it. But it was nice to see the fucking defense back in fucking play and fucking doing what they had to do, bro. Pick six, Roquan Smith. Bro, fucking real nice to see them come out. I guess the bad, though, too, I mean, offensively, like, man, it was, like we said, we've seen a little bit of fuck up. I could, you know, it's only the second game. You know, if we're expecting motherfucking, you know, Justin Fields to come in here and be fucking perfect, you know, I don't know who the fuck that is, but you know what I'm saying? We weren't expecting perfectness, but fucking, you know, went out there, did his thing, made a few mistakes and shit like that. You know, there's just going to be some things that we have to adjust on that, on the playbook side, making it comfortable for my mans to fucking go in there and slam it, you know what I'm saying? But that one A-Rob drop, though, I got to bring that shit up. I mean, we love A-Rob. Don't get me motherfucking wrong, but that would have been a fucking confidence booster for motherfucking Justin Fields right there. And he put it right in the fucking breadbasket. Fucking 9 times out of 10, A-Rob makes that fucking catch. We ain't mad at him for it. Shit happens. Players fuck up too. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, fuck that. I'm mad. I'm mad because in fantasy football, if he would have caught that shit,
yeah,
me and Sweetness would be really close in a fantasy battle, but it's all good. Really quick, for me, the good, the defense stands out. To me, Jalen Johnson is proving that he is that cornerback one that we really needed him to, with Kyle Fuller being gone. So to me, that's huge, huge. Bad. We're in real trouble with this offense for a lot of different reasons, and we're gonna dive in right now. But the offense, I'm really worried about it. And the defense last week, you know, we were worried about it, but it was the Rams giving up 17 points to the Bengals. You know, that's definitely something we could live with. But the offense, like I said again, you know, really they only scored 13 points, to be honest with y'all. So that's something that we gotta focus on. But early on in the game, man, Dalton was in there, threw a touchdown.
First drive
of the game, eventually got injured, got knocked out of the game. Then we saw Justin Fields come in there, and just, you know, what is your guys' thoughts on Justin Fields' performance overall in this one?
Honestly, I love his tenacity, how he's just willing to get the ball downfield. He's not scared to get the ball downfield. Sometimes he does get off of his read a little early because he can rely on those legs, but that comes with time. I'm not mad at it. I think he'll be able to stay in the pocket. The more experience he gets out there behind center, he's going to be able to go through reads and feel more comfortable and not resort to his legs as fast as he does now. Even though I don't mind it, because it works for him, it works for us. It eventually led us to win the game because he uses his legs, and, you know, there was a play down there where he almost got down the sideline and scored because he was just faster than everybody else out there. I think he's all right. He's definitely, like we talked about this, I want to see him start the game and finish the game. It doesn't really do shit for me when a dude goes out there and he gets put in the game in the middle of the first quarter, just out of nowhere. He's not able to bring that same energy that the rest of the players already had going into this game. It's just, it's not all there for me. You know, there's something missing there. So I'm very excited to see Justin Fields a whole week going with the ones. We know that Dalton's going to miss some time. So I'm geeked to see him from the first snap to the end of the game. That's where I'm at with it. I'm not going to judge him because of what he did. He made some bad decisions. That shit's in the back wind. You know what I'm saying? It's just in the past. I'm moving on to Justin Fields, his first real start, and we'll take it from there.
I like the fucking shit. After he made a couple plays, extended his shit, it was good to see Andy Dalton on his motherfucking side. Like, yeah, happy. You know what I'm saying, though, too? He looked like a rookie fucking quarterback in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm with you on that, Sweetness, bro. Like, getting thrown in mid-game and shit like that, bro. Like, you lose a little bit of that hype, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is. But that O-line going to have to work, though, too. And I feel like the more in the season, the more reps that this O-line is getting, I see some dumbass mistakes. You know what I mean? Hopefully they can get it together so fucking Justin Fields doesn't have to fucking run all over the place. We know he was strong at motherfucking Ohio State in the pocket when he had his protection and was able to get those accurate throws off. You know, so, I mean, do I think that our O-line is going to be blessed overnight? Not really, you know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking that, you know, if they tighten it up and get him, you know what I'm saying, in a rhythm, he can get a timing down with them, like when that rush is coming and all the other shit, he'll be able to relax. But we're going to have to give him those reps, you know what I'm saying? And with this Andy Dalton injury right now, I'm hearing that he's got like a bruised knee. You know, that's sat a motherfucker out for a week, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens next week, bro, and fucking see what the Matt Nagy and the boys decide.
Yeah, I think Fields showed us the good and the bad, you know, as far as him being a young rookie in the NFL, coming in here, different type of offense. And I definitely agree with y'all talking about it's the preparation is different, right? You look at some of these teams that ran try to run these two quarterbacks, right? Like the Saints with Taysom Hill. Like, it's different when you have a Drew Brees and you're a Taysom Hill and you know what your role is. We're over here in Chicago. It's Dalton. That motherfucker could get benched at any time, honestly. His job is not secure. And we know Fields is the future. He should be ready for this, but at the same time, it's early on in the year, and the game plan wasn't like that. We saw him, me and Drilly were watching his game together, and you could just see certain things, like the center and him, they're not on the same page.
Right.
Justin Fields was in a shotgun pre-snap formation, and he was, like, flinching before the ball was snapped and gave up a couple of false start calls. Yeah, so yeah, it could be jitters, or it could be the center and him not on the same page. Whatever it is, that's stuff you clean up in practice the week prior, knowing that your quarterback is the starter. That way you get the familiar. Help me with that.
Familiarity.
There you go. You get that shit going. You know what I'm saying? But he flashed or scrambled, made that big first down, broke some tackles. 10 rushes is what you know he brought in this game and shit like that. Doesn't look great as far as his QBR. I get it. Only Jesus Christ, 4.4, 60 yards on 6 completions. But Darnell Mooney dropped a big catch, and Allen Robinson dropped a big catch. And if they would have made those catches, we'd have a whole different type of feel about Fields today. We'd be like, oh yeah, you know, the rookie, he balled out, and we'd be feeling really, really good about week 3. But at the end of the day, we got that win, got it ugly, got the win. Let's try to build some momentum heading into Cleveland. Anything else stood out for y'all on the offensive side?
I can say we talked about this earlier too. I see us going to Goodwin a lot. I guess he's creating space out there, but nothing really crazy. The offense doesn't look, you know, the play calling still doesn't look extravagant. It still looks basic, vanilla as fuck. I don't, you know, if there was something that stood out, that'd be great. But there's nothing really. I mean, I'm still in the same place as I was week one. And that's kind of sad to say, because we just got a dub. And for week one, we lost. So it's just the offense is not nothing special. The defense is getting their shit together. Some guys more than others. That play where Ja'Marr Chase goes for a big one, beats the corner, and then I don't know what the fuck Eddie Jackson was doing. He had his thumb up his ass back there, because that's a play any safety makes. You know, you don't get beat like that. Yeah, you could burn the cornerback, but you don't go over the top. We got to clean a lot of shit up. You know, that's the Bengals. They're not, you know, they're middle of the pack, towards the back end of the pack. To me, they're nothing to rave about, really.
Yeah, this is a game we had to win. Could you imagine if we lost to them? The way they looked yesterday was really, really bad. I don't want to take anything away from our defense. Our defense did good as fuck. But just sticking with the offense, for me, like, I think Matt Nagy, once again, I think all the question marks are still there. I don't understand why you're having Justin Fields throw the ball when we're up 10 points, I think it was, 4 minutes left in the game, and you have him throwing the ball on a third and long. Just give the ball to Monty. Our defense already took away the ball how many times? And you're putting too much, creating pressure for our young quarterback. And we saw that he really wasn't cooking like that. So why do that to him? And he throws through the interception. Earlier in the game, remember when he got it was a strip, and he fumbled the ball, and Fields just goes, runs. He ends up getting it back. Like, you know, you could tell that there was something a little bit off with him. It could have been jitters or whatever the case. But what I did like that Justin Fields said, and I heard it today on the radio show, they talked about right after the game, they were like, oh, you know, what are you going to do after this game? He's like, I'm going to look at the game film and everything I got to work on, because there's a lot of stuff I got to work on. So I like that mentality with the kid. He's definitely a winner. He's going to put in that work. So we're looking forward to hopefully a week of preparation leading into Cleveland. But as far as the offense goes, Nagy's still the question mark for me. Him being the play caller worries me. Olin Kreutz gave out a stat that when Matt Nagy calls the plays for the Bears are averaging 18 to 20 points per game. That's and this guy's supposed to be the offense guru, you know what I'm saying? Disciple, and we haven't seen none of that. So I think we're beginning to realize who's really been the problem these last, you know, 5 years, whatever it's been. And it seems like to me it could be Nagy. I'm hoping he could prove me wrong. But a lot of things are showing me otherwise. So he needs to show us something in this big game versus Cleveland, who a lot of people have them going for a deep Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
That was the surprise of yesterday, was seeing how many points Houston was able to put up on a Cleveland's top-tier defense, who put their defense together over the offseason to pretty much motherfucking face the Chiefs. You know, they had a motherfucking quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, who is as old as he is, can still scramble and still launch that ball. And what makes me, you know, the similarity is Justin Fields in that. I don't see Andy Dalton with that same kind of style gameplay. They got a Brandon Cooks over there. We got an A-Rod. We got players that can do what the fuck they need to do. Are we going to be able to score? Is Andy Dalton, if he's healthy and he plays, is he going to be able to go ahead and do the things that he needs to do in order to?
I can't see him playing at all.
Now, I can't see him playing either. But Brody,
I think it's the game plan. I think what we really are worried about is like, what kind of game plan is Nagy going to put out there? Is it going to be? It's obviously something we don't trust him. We got to see it. You know, I think it's, you know how you give somebody benefit of the doubt at first? You know, I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to give this guy a chance. You know what I'm saying? And time after time again, we're being shown that Nagy, at least he might be a good head coach, because I've heard a lot of people say that, like, he's a good, what do they say about him? He's a good leader. He's a good leader of man. He's a great head coach, but he's a shitty play caller. And you know what? It could very much be that maybe he should just give the play caller to this guy. The Laser, man. Just give it to him, man. But defensive side of the ball, and I think this is where a lot of the good came in here. You know, we got Roquan Smith. Hey, man, this dude's a dog for real. If you guys didn't know, this guy is legit. Pick six interception. He had a sack too. Led the team in tackles. Just balled out, man. And Jalen Johnson also got that interception. Big time, big time. And holy shit, man. Was it Angelo Blackson? Got an interception too? Is that his name?
Yeah, lineman.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Blackson. Yep. Angelo Blackson. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Nice to see. Three picks in a row. I think with the Bengals, I think they definitely are probably regretting passing up on a Penny Sewell. Definitely. I know Jamar Chase caught that touchdown and all that, but hey, that quarterback's going to be in trouble, bro. Like, straight up. I'm not liking that situation for him.
Yeah, he got a taste. He got a taste of what a good defense, you know what I'm saying, fucking could do. The only thing I worry is, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of our secondary. But, you know, Jarvis Landry banged up. No Odell still till I hear, you know, anything else. They do have a little bit of, you know, some studs back there. But, man, the Bears planning ahead, bro. They're going to have to fucking stop that run game. Because if they can't stop that run, it's going to be a fucking long night. They're gonna be able to put up anything against us. If Chubb runs all over us, it's fucking over. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, and just our ability on offense to fucking score, these little 13 points are not gonna do it, and we can't fucking rely on our defense to fucking get pick sixes. So I mean, shit. We're gonna have
the way that the Texans were able to put up points and keep up with the Browns for a little bit there. I could see us giving these guys a battle regardless. They don't have any weapons on the outside. I'm loading the box up on these dudes, limiting the fuck out of both of those running backs, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. I'm putting this game on Baker Mayfield's arm. If I'm the Bears, with the lack of weapons, the injuries that they're going through right now, I'm putting this game on Baker. I'm not letting those running backs beat me. I'm not letting that offensive line dog our guys in the trenches. We have guys in the trenches that could get it done. They get paid to do that. We got linebackers that get paid to go from sideline to sideline, and they can do that. I mean, you know, those defensive backs just don't get beat because Baker's going to have to take some shots. Like I said, this game has to be put in the trenches. We have to be able to win in the trenches because they're really good there. If they could beat us and run all over us like Nick Chubb just did to the Texans, you know, we're in for a long one. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a good time. But like I said, we'll put this game on Baker. Let him beat us with his arm. That's the only way you're going to beat Cleveland, man. Don't let them run it up with Chubb and Hunt.
Yeah, and they don't really got the, you know, as of right now, I'm looking at the report. it's still early on in the week. You know, Odell, they're still showing him as out. Mayfield and Landry both questionable, but I read something that Stefanski said Mayfield, Baker Mayfield would be good to go. I think for us, what's really big, we're getting what's his name, Mario Edwards back from the suspension. That's going to help our front line. That's big time. And Eddie Goldman, I've been hearing that he's supposedly been practicing on his own and all this stuff. Like, we need him, man. Like, we need him to plug up the middle next to Akeem Hicks. And this is going to be huge. The only way to beat the Browns is to stop that rushing attack. If we can't do that, we're in trouble. We are familiar with this offense. We see this offense like in our division, and that's with Minnesota. So we are real familiar with what they like to do. The biggest difference is they don't have those pass catching playmakers, at least not that are known, not the way the Vikings have. And hopefully, if we do dare them to pass, hopefully they don't burn us on that, because that's the one thing. If they establish that run, we know what's coming, that hard play action. And, you know, hopefully we can stay disciplined on that one. But Browns, that's what we got to do. We got to get Monty involved. We saw the Texans try to mix it up. They got some passing with Brandon Cooks. We need to hit Mooney. We need to hit Robinson, hit our tight ends, and just stay balanced, man. Balanced attack. And on defense, we got to stay disciplined. And that front line's got to be – they got to be on their shit for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see OBJ out there. I was hearing on the radio earlier that he was out in pregame versus the Texans. Obviously not suited up, but running halfway drills. I don't know if it was full speed or not, but maybe that's, you know, that's a sign of the trainers not clearing him yet and him letting them know that he is ready to go. So, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised to see OBJ out there against Cleveland this week. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not on the field. So, you know, that's the way I'm looking at it. I don't see Jarvis playing, you know.
And Jones is fired up, and that was one of the issues a week ago. Rodgers said he thought his team was flat in the locker room.
Oh, my God, my
they
bad.
Ever took the field. That's a place, the home field advantage, the home crowd.
Having a little bit of a volume issue over here.
I go right back.
Jesus Christ.
We over here trying to
get the speakers. We're gonna have to edit that out.
Hey, unless you want me to send this to you and edit it, you could do that. But you know what?
Nah, I'm kidding. Y'all good to go.
Now we trying to get the game blocked. I should have just waited till we finish this, wrap this up. But it's all good. I think as far as Cleveland goes, that's where we're at with it. I don't really got nothing else.
Yeah, man. It should be a fucking good game. It should be a fight.
It should be, bro.
On the road, we're plus 7.5.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
You're taking a plus 7.5?
The Bears plus 7.5. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, man.
7.5 dogs, man. I mean,
look.
They literally just got kept up with by the Texans. I don't know what that was a product of. I don't know why that happened. I guess the Texans were being feisty. I don't really care. It just doesn't make sense. You're Cleveland. You don't let the Texans stick around for that long.
Doesn't make sense to me. I know Jarvis went
out early.
I still don't care.
You know, they're not good at all. It's not a good team.
Maybe their coach got them playing good.
I don't know. It's just it's kind of embarrassing. When I kept checking the score, I'm like, really? That's what they're doing against the Texans?
Yeah,
but
yeah, it sucks when you got Cleveland's defense in your fantasy fucking team thinking that that's going to be easy pickings. Negative.
Hey, man, big game on the road, man. Justin Fields' first start. We should be geeked for it. Hey, man, we'll see what we talk about next week. We'll break down the game. Hopefully we pull up the upset, man. So for Drilly over here, Sweetness is your boy Smoking Jay. We will catch you guys in the next one. We're going to be dropping the waiver wire pickups for you guys to get right in your fantasy leagues, man. Let's go. Bear down, baby.